Good evening. Is my mic working?
You can
take
something.
Are they not pushed down
Hello.
There?
Hello?
I got my mom.
I got my
first. Yeah, our man is going to set it up for us tonight.
That's okay. Easily solved. Yay. Yeah, that one's off.
That's where we usually set them up.
What's that?
Yeah, the green doesn't matter if the.
No.
You gotta have that. All right, it is 7:06 p.m. on Wednesday, October 9th, and I call the land use portion of the public hearing to order. Committee members and staff, if you could introduce yourselves, with Supervisor Poole starting.
Yeah, John Poole, County Board District 20, Paddock Lake, Portland.
Mike Skolinski, District 19.
Andy Bueller, Department of Planning and Development.
Zach Rodriguez, County Board, District 8, City of Kenosha.
Mark Nodia, District 20, 21st District, Randall, Twin Lakes, Santa Lakes.
April Webb, County Office.
Eric Decker, Chair of the Committee and County Board Supervisor for District 22. Yesterday we had a work session, discussed the various items on the agenda. Got a lot of our questions answered, so if you see that we're not asking a lot of questions, it's because we already had them answered so that we were prepared for this evening's meeting. Andy, legal posting in the paper.
Yes, the agenda was posted as a Class 2 notice as required on September 24th and October 3rd.
Thank you, Andy. And so we will begin with agenda item number 4.
Item number 4 is Action 50 LLC, 420 Wesley Road, Lake Forest, Illinois, 60045. Owner, Bruce Bidzerski, 403 North Front Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent, requesting a conditional use permit to allow equipment sales, service, and outdoor display and storage in the B3 Highway Business District on tax parcel number 954-219-323-0305, located in the town of Wheatland. So with that, we do have a map that we'll bring up. And with that, you can see the property highlighted in the middle here. This is when the RV store was there. These two buildings exist, and then there is a site plan, if we need to get into it, that was part of the application. Otherwise, we do have a representative from the company here, and then you can state your name and address, and then also go through and explain to the committee of what the request is for this business.
You can pull the mic forward and just speak right.
There you
pull
go.
The mic forward and speak right into it like that.
My name is Carl Ferrans. My address is 5901 Christine Court, Burlington, Wisconsin.
Can you just spell your last name so we have that?
Sure. C-E-H-R-E-M-S.
And then if you can just explain what the business is, maybe where it is, what's happening with it, and why this request is coming before the committee.
We're a small business. We sell floral lawnmowers, snowblowers, commercial equipment for the landscaper contractors that cut grass all the time. We also service the mowers. We also sell Boston plows and PJ trailers.
So I put up on the screen for everyone to see, this is a site plan that was submitted to show how the property is going to be used with the existing buildings and the land and the display area as it was set up previously by the RV store.
Yes. Our intentions are, right now, we're just leasing one building. And our intentions are to eventually, hopefully, grow big enough to just buy out the whole property from Mountain Owner. And the first building is the one that we use for repair. We use them for repair work and showroom. And then the up front, it's kind of hard to, the town put in a fire street, I guess is what you call it, or a fire road up front, where it's where it says it's like 180.
Right here, are you saying?
No, down further.
Oh, I see it down there.
Oh, right here, yes.
And this whole area is a fire road.
Oh, way down at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
So our plan was is to park trailers that we sell along the fire road in the front for display. The town also told us that we can't park on the fire road in case a fire truck needs to come down there, which we don't have a problem with. We can park them on the grass. Other than that, everything else is a dump matter. It was all dumped by generation campers. But as far as any other building going up, we have no plans to put any other buildings up. I don't know if the actual owner has any plans to put existing buildings up or not.
Okay, anything else? Okay, any questions from the committee? Supervisor Poole?
Yes, are you being required to pay the parking lot or anything like that?
No.
Any other questions from the committee?
Are we displaying?
Supervisors Rodriguez?
Are they going to be displaying equipment here? Is that what this is?
Correct.
And are you just using the second building as storage?
The owner has the second building to himself.
Okay.
He keeps his own personal stuff in there.
Supervisor Poole.
To hand you the depression storage area for stormwater, is that up there, up there, and they don't have to do anything?
Can I look at this?
Just stay out of that area.
He's asking about the first slide we were up before they had written one. Okay. Yeah, that one. He's asking about the stormwater management area, right?
Yeah, that's condition number 4 on the
right here.
Correct. So
no changes there to the stormwater there.
Correct, no changes because under what's being presented, they're not adding any additional impervious surface. If they were to do that, then it may need to be modified.
And are they being required to install split rail fencing here, number 6 here for the conditions? Or is that already there?
No, there isn't. There's no fencing out.
And wouldn't that block your view of your equipment there?
The fencing would, yes.
The split rail fencing is being implemented to define the areas so that those areas don't grow, which we've had experience from before, that a lot of these display areas sometimes can grow. And so that's to being used to define that area, and as well as the limitations in this, what they submitted of how many units they intend to display.
And also, I see there's some trees under number 9 there that you have to plant those in.
All the trees are already planted. They were all done by next generation campers when they were there.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you, Supervisor Poole. Supervisor Zaleski?
Thank you, Madam Chair, to the director. Is the location of the required split rail fences indicated on any of these illustrations in?
It should be on, as depicted, Exhibit B.
The red lines.
Yep. Correct. So as shown on Exhibit B, it's indicating and labeled on where those are.
Do you see the red lines?
Yellow is going to be the rail fence.
No, the red lines. Look, if you read 6, it says the red lines on Exhibit B are split rail fencing.
Were you aware that you need to put those in place?
No, but if that's what we need to do, I'm sure there will be a problem.
Okay, if you had a chance to read all the conditions of the conditional use permit.
I've had a chance to go over some of it.
Okay. We want to take the time to make sure there's nothing here that you would find objectionable before we would want to. You'd want to enter into it, because if you pass this, then you're going to need to do it.
I mean, I guess my problem is, you know, for us to put up a split rail fence, I mean, between the two buildings, nobody's allowed to drive back there because there's two great big fence posts up with a cable that goes across it.
Yep. Well aware of that, you're still going to be putting up these split rail fences, though. Do you understand that?
Okay, but
am I correct in that, Mr. Bueller?
Yes, again, the split rail fences are to define the areas for display, and actually, as you can see on the diagram, absent of those things of how the recreational vehicle company exceeded those areas that were permitted.
So you understand the requirements, why that's in there then?
Okay.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on. Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Supervisor Skolitsky. Supervisor Nordigan.
In that matter, between the two buildings, we're talking about putting the street real fast. Isn't there a series of trees right behind it? Wouldn't that delineate that you're not going to go any further?
It's because the parking of vehicles are not permitted up to the property line.
No, I know that, but look here.
Yeah, I was just talking about the buildings.
No, I get that, but they're saying build these fences, so what's happening here doesn't happen everywhere else.
Yeah. Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Supervisor Nordigan, or you? Do you have any other questions or comments?
No.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
Through the chair to Andy, I mean, could we approve this and change the conditional use permit? And, I mean, does that affect the town?
Well, the town, what are you, do you have something specific?
Yeah, I mean, if he didn't put the fencing up, as I'm sure you probably don't want to put the fencing up, right?
It's keep in mind that this is an employee. He's not the owner of the company, and he's not the owner of the property. Was the owner of the company was not able to show up tonight.
Okay.
I mean, my only objection on that would be, you know, if we own the property, I wouldn't see that as a problem, but we don't own the property.
Well,
the previous, keep in mind, when the recreational vehicle company moved in, New Generation RVs, there were requirements for improvements to the property for their use, of which they worked out with the property owner on however that was. The landscaping was installed, the gravel was put in place, and those were conditions at that time for New Generation RV. And what we've seen is that when there are outdoor display areas and they are not delineated well, those areas enlarge. And so this is in an effort, in a very economical way, with split rail fencing to be able to define those areas, and they're not shown when you look at the red on the map. It's not the whole area. It's trying to define areas where we can see creep can occur, and has actually occurred even in that photo from the recreational campus. So it's to define that.
Okay.
I mean, if the...
So you just want the split rail fencing in just the red?
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay.
So it doesn't need to connect all the way across?
No.
Right, just the corners?
Right. Again, we're trying to do it in an economical way to define the areas of where the display are going to be permitted.
Okay. And I'm sure we can work something out with that.
But then why don't we have split rail? I mean, I just see it kind of weird. I mean, I get between the buildings to the right of the second building, then you've got corners, one in the middle, another corner, but then you don't see it to the south of the property. On the corners there.
Yeah, there is.
Here?
The red. That. No, that.
That's what I'm saying.
You can't go that far forward. That's where those trailers are in the front. You can only go as far forward as the red's corner mark, right,
no, that's,
Andy?
I get that, but see, there's no red down here. Or does this not matter? This is one piece of property, so.
Well, because at that point there's a landscaping area. I mean, we certainly could work with that, but that seems that's already defined by the landscaping.
And then, okay, and then what about on the west side?
That's being put in because that area, it consistently is used for parking, and that's an area that's off limits from parking due to setbacks.
Okay. I'm good.
Supervisor Poole?
Since it appears, you know, you aren't too much aware of this, I would like to amend that number six there to say that the fencing should be installed within 12 months of being granted occupancy by a building inspector.
Well, how long does this, do they have to have this done by?
Well, there wasn't a time issue for each matter.
There's no time in there right now, so you're actually putting more restrictions on it.
Which is perfectly fine.
Which is fine, just so you know.
Well, it says, said fencing should be installed prior to being granted approval.
Correct, right.
And occupancy.
Right. So you're saying that you would give them up to a year from obtaining occupancy to install the fencing?
Correct.
Yeah, I guess our recommendation would be maybe not a full year until, I mean, because they're going to be in operation already through the winter, through the spring, through the summer, that if, again, these things seem to happen better when they're done up front. If everyone is in agreement, I would request a shorter time period. But again, we've had better experience when these things are accomplished up front before occupancy is obtained. Otherwise, we end up chasing and getting it done.
I'm amenable to making that 6 months. So that gives us some time, you know, through the winter months.
So, prior to seconding the question, would this not be a requirement that the landlord should handle?
It is real. It is.
It's being installed on the real estate, and these guys are leasing. I'm just asking.
It depends what their lease says.
Question.
It depends what their lease says.
Yeah, I can't answer exactly what the agreement is with the property owner and the person who's leasing it. If the agreement was whatever is needed to be able to obtain approval, I don't know that. We don't have a copy of that. That will then end up being something that is an issue that they would have to work out.
Obviously, you had the presented the conditions for approval to the business owner.
Correct. Those were sent
and
to them.
A while ago, they had no problems.
I actually don't know the answer to that. Question is, do we know if he's responded today back? Yeah, I guess we're not aware if there was a response or not.
Okay. And you had, I'm sorry, what is your last name?
Barron.
Barron, sorry. Mr. Barron. Your boss or partner had not indicated that there was any objections to the conditions that were stated.
I was not able to go along today.
Huh.
Just due to the fact that he's out of the country and I'm
not. Yeah, it's a problem. Timing doesn't always work out great. Okay. So, I agree with you, Andy. I'm not trying to get in between. It does sound like something that the owner would take care of, but that's between the business owner and the owner of the property. I would second the motion to put a time limit of 6 months. And let me ask you, okay, so I'll second that, but Mr. Director, if it isn't done by 6 months, what is our recourse?
Well, typically we start out just easily with sending a letter that okay. They need to accomplish it, and then if not, then we would move into a violation mode.
Okay.
And then if things didn't proceed, then we would come to this committee and ask for revocation.
All right, and is this a one-year CUP?
It is not.
Unlimited?
It is.
Okay. Based on your experience with your business partner or the owner of the company, do you see any reason that you won't be able to accomplish these slip rail fences post haste?
I wouldn't see a problem within 6 months now.
Because he wants to stay in good graces with the county, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Thank you.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
When do you guys plan on opening? How soon after this is approved?
As soon as we can get our occupancy permit. That's basically the only thing I'm holding us up.
Anything else, Supervisor Rodriguez?
My only suggestion was going to be to hold off and then for him to talk, or whoever, to talk to the property owner, get that part figured out. But if they're ready, the equipment sitting on the ground waiting to get moved in.
Andy, if you want to explain, since Supervisor Rodriguez wasn't at the meeting, what was going on, that they were already moved in and set up shop.
Correct. So we received information of equipment trailers being at this site some weeks ago, which we went out and investigated, took photos, and found out that there was a sign up and there was trailers and some other items out there as if they were open to operate, and they had not received any approval. Of course, that was just what we're here tonight for, and we had met with the business owner previously to explain the process, and so we ended up having to send a violation letter out to the property owner to remove the trailers and equipment because they have not received approval as of yet, because that was happening at this meeting tonight.
And did they do that?
They removed most of the items, and some of the items, I believe, have been put back near the back of the building.
We removed all the signage that we had out front, and then all the trailers were moved in between the two buildings.
Anything else, Supervisor Rodriguez? No. Supervisor Nordigan, do you have any comments or questions? I see your light on.
No.
I thought about it. I get why we do these things, but these guys are just trying to open their business, and I'd say let's approve it tonight. I'm going to support it.
Okay, so we have a motion on the table to amend the CUP. Line item number 4, correct? Was that?
Six.
Oh, 6. That they have 6 months to put up the split rail fence instead of before occupancy. I just want to make aware of that. And so I want to speak to that based on personal experience at my business in Pleasant Prairie. We had our landlord sold our property to our new landlords, and they built a building in which they had requirements from Pleasant Prairie to do certain landscaping things before occupancy, in which they did some of them. They got their occupancy permit and we were aware that they were going to be granted their occupancy permit, and not all the items on the conditional use permit had been met for landscaping and things. And we called Pleasant Prairie and told them that they had not been completed, and that we were worried that they would not be completed once the occupancy permit was issued. That was February. The items are still not done. So it happens very often that once you get occupancy permit issued, the rest of the stuff does not get done. Even if you warn the municipality that it will not get done, if they still do it, that's on them then. So I will be voting against the amendment personally. Supervisor Rodriguez?
Okay, so I'm with you on that then. I mean, you had more experience than I do in that kind of thing. So through the chair to Andy then, could we, I'm not making a motion, I know we have a motion on the table already, this is just a question, could we amend it to that displays just don't go outside where those red lines are located on it presently? And then if they we find that they are, then they'd be in violation?
They're already there.
No, I get that, but I mean, these are, this was a previous business, not the same business that's in front of us tonight. I mean, we can tell them, look, we can either make you put up a fence, or you look at these red lines, you're not to, you know, no parking in the front, no displays past where the red lines are at now, don't put up a fence, and then if we have to revisit it down the road, we find that they're violating it, then we make them put up a fence. But I mean, give them a shot to prove that they're not going to run their business the same way that the previous business was run. I don't think we should punish the new for the sins of the past.
You certainly can amend it however you would choose.
Okay.
We would recommend not to do that, but that's up to you since you're the approving body.
Supervisor Oregon?
What have we heard from Wheatland? What did they pass? Did they pass this?
I can explain,
yep,
explain with Wheatland. So Wheatland did meet on this item. They met on it on September 23rd with their plan commission, and it was approved, and then they met on it just this last Monday, October 7th, with their board, and they did approve it. It was subject to statements in the submitted conditional use permit application, final occupancy permits issued by the town building inspector and town fire chief, and limiting any on-premise collection of junk lawnmowers to no more than 10.
So they didn't care about the fence? Or they didn't bring it up, at least.
Well, that's all we have in the minutes.
I'm a former town board member, and the town board, at least when I was on it, appreciated the county coming in and supporting their view and what their opinion and used the county for, obviously, the, I guess, carrying the heavy water, if you will. So I wouldn't be in favor of changing anything that, that has been through this. I think Wheat's fine how it is. I think if they want to do business in Wheatland, this is what they have to do. Just that we have to move forward.
But he just said that they didn't pass this, right, Andy? This is different than what they passed.
Well, what's so stated in their comments is not indicating anything in regards to any of the other conditions.
I was at that meeting, and no fencing was ever brought at that meeting.
In my opinion, if they didn't bring it up, they didn't care to speak about it. If it was in, did they have this document?
Wheatland would not have had that document because that was put together after they had it.
So their only stipulation was that there wasn't a bunch of junk there, correct?
That's what they're stating according to the minutes.
Okay.
And now this is something that the county is doing?
Correct. We started this last year with, and this was also in Wheatland, with the conditional use permit that went forth for, well, it was actually earlier this year, for the event barn in Wheatland, drawing a blank on the owner's name, but to define the parking area, we required split rail fencing to be put in.
And so we have been 100% doing that. Well, that's only one, obviously, but.
Well, in other situations, there's pavement, there's curb and gutter,
okay,
there's parking stoppers. This site doesn't have those items. And same with the other event barn site that didn't have those items because the parking didn't exceed the limit for, well, actually, for agricultural event barns, it's allowed to be gravel. And so to define those areas with the gravel and keep the parking from going beyond that, the split rail fencing was a requirement.
Is there such a thing as a temporary occupancy permit? So, for instance, if we say we're giving you 6 months or 8 months or a year or whatever it is, then, you know, you go out there in 6 months or 8 months or a year or whatever it is, they have it, they're good. If not, sorry, we're shutting you down.
I believe there is. I don't know the specifics on that with the town of Wheatland, but I am aware that I believe there are times where they do issue a temporary occupancy before fining.
All right.
Supervisor Gould?
Yes, I made this motion because I realize that winter's on the way, and this business wants to get open as soon as they can. That's what I'm trying to do, is help them get open and just move that requirement back a bit. Thank you.
And just so you know, so that would be the end of March. 6 months is end of March.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
I think we help them by not making them put this fence up to start with, and if they can't figure out how to not go beyond what these limits are indicated, then we revisit it. I mean, we could put in there in the CUP that, you know, you're not to park beyond these red lines that are currently shown on the map, and that if we find that they are, they would be in the same violation as if they did put the fence up and shut down. But I don't think we make them spend their money on putting up a fence because the guys before them couldn't follow the rules. It's a totally new business. New people, new operators.
So you want to strike number six?
Well, I would reword number six to, you know, where the red lines are indicated on the map that we have in our packet, that those are the boundaries for displaying vehicles or equipment or, you know, whatever. And, you know, you can't display beyond that, park anything beyond that. And if we find they're in violation, it's no different than if they didn't have a fence up. A violation is a violation. Then we start the process. Right. I mean, like this. I think this guy clearly gets it. I think he's going to relay it to his, you know, his boss or his business partner, whoever. That look, the county's really doesn't want equipment going past us. We need to make sure we don't do that. And I mean, sir, do you have this picture?
Yes.
And then he can take that to him and say, look, this is. You can see in the map where these trailers to the north end of the property are exceeding that, well beyond the limit there, and saying, look, these are the lines. Don't cross them. And if they can stick to that, I don't think we make them spend the money on a fence. And I'm with Supervisor Deckard, too, on that. It's a slippery slope of giving them time and then enforcing it once they have it. So I just think we don't make them build a fence. We just tell them that they can't go beyond where those red lines are. And if the town didn't bring it up, obviously the town didn't care enough to put it in there, if the county put it in there. And I get where Andy's coming from. But I...
Well, I am open to a friendly amendment to you explain that, you know, how to not have the fencing in there.
Okay, so, you know, I'll make a motion for a friendly amendment to reword number six, you know, so that in April or Andy or whoever can, if it's, you know, make it more professional sounding, but essentially just that no parking, equipment storage of vehicles, equipment, trailers, et cetera, go beyond where the red lines are indicated on Exhibit B of our packet.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And then that would, you know, that would be for as long as this is an unending CUP, it would be forever. You cannot go, and it'd be no difference than not having a fence, you know.
So just keep in mind that that would be a statement that would be opposite of what the requirement is in our ordinance to require a curb barrier to be installed so as to prevent vehicles from extending beyond the parking setback requirements.
Which we cannot do that, so your motion,
so
your friendly amendment cannot be made. Because it's
so,
in violation
but
of our
no, I get that.
Ordinance.
So there needs, what you're saying is there needs to be something in the ground to...
According to, if you read the number six, the item, the quotes, a curb or barrier shall be installed so as to prevent vehicles from extending beyond the parking setback requirements. So yes, something has to be installed, a curb or barrier. And so the county is requesting or telling them that the rail fence is enough. It doesn't have to be the whole area. They're telling them you could put it here, here, here. That's adequate. And it, you know, a split rail fence is not that expensive. And it's not the whole area, which helps in the cost too.
Correct. As you can see, the diagram is indicating key areas that are going to be used to help define it. From a standpoint of having to fence the entire area, curb the entire area, that is not what's being presented.
So is there a minimum for how long these fences are? Like we just have the corner fenced. Is there a minimum of like lengthwise?
There has not been a minimum. Basically, the intent is that the diagram would be utilized to match up with the conditions.
So they could put, like...
Speak into the mic.
They could put a concrete curb there, or a railroad tie on the ground, or, I mean, really? That would, that would meet the ordinance, correct?
They could potentially do that. That would be, as long as there's a barrier there. I think it's what we've learned lately is that the split rail fence is a fairly economical way to be able to define areas as opposed to other methods, and then not requiring the entire areas to be enclosed, but just those areas that help create that box.
To be honest with you, if we were given 6 months, I don't see a problem with
phone in the motion. Let's go.
Okay.
Do I have to call the question?
Are you Supervisor Dorgan?
What about a snow fence? Can you put something like that up now and then go ahead and put up the cedar fence later when it's obviously a better time to install it? Go into the winter anyway.
I'm
sorry?
Then we'd be buying the fence twice.
Well, no, I'm just saying some people put the snow fence because you're out, you know, wind blowing through there. You may want to put it up periodically anyway, but just use it this year to get in before you, so we don't have to really change anything. Then you can get in and then put the cedar fence up in 6 months or whatever it is. I don't know. I don't know what it costs for snow fence, but I know the temporary fences. It's just a thought. I didn't know if that would meet the criteria that you're talking
about. I have to recommend. Is Supervisor Hornigan, are you done? Supervisor Poole?
Call the question.
Okay, I have a motion, or I call the question and need a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a question's been called. We need to vote on calling the question. All those in favor in calling the question say aye.
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 All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Nay. Motion passes. So we are on the amendment, the Supervisor Poole's amendment to make it 6 months for this, for the split rail fence.
Roll call.
Okay. Supervisor Poole?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
No.
Supervisor Nordigan?
No.
And the chair votes no, so the amendment fails. So we're back to the original conditional use permit. Any other discussion or questions? Okay. Is the public, getting back to our normal order, is there anyone here for the petition? Anyone here for the petition? Seeing none, is there anyone here against the petition? Is there anyone against the petition? Andy from the town?
And we did state that in regards to the town board met on this item on October 7th. That motion was made and passed with the statement as I read earlier.
Motion to approve the CUP as submitted and amended.
Not amended.
Not
with
amended.
The conditions as stated.
As stated.
I got a motion on the floor.
I didn't hear the motion.
To approve the conditional use permit with the conditions.
We second it, then I can say one more thing, Grant.
Uh-huh.
Okay, second it.
Okay, Supervisor Rodriguez. Oh, I have a motion by Supervisor Skolitsky and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Supervisor Rodriguez.
I don't agree with the ordinance the way it's written. I think it's us encroaching and being just petty about a lot of things. I get the reason behind it, but I don't support it. So I'm going to vote against it. And that's not me voting against you guys taking, you know, residents, for lack of a better word, there to operate your business. I fully support your business. So I'm going to vote against issuing the CUP because I don't like what's in it, not because I don't like you guys. I want you guys to know that.
Thank you, Supervisor Rodriguez. Andy?
Oh, and I was just going to say, just to make sure, because I don't know if you feel comfortable signing these tonight. Typically, we have the conditions, if this is approved, for you to sign them, because if you don't, then I would recommend that we make sure that it's subject to the business owner signing the conditions, because we won't have verification that they signed up tonight.
Okay. So do you not want to sign the conditions tonight?
I guess I have not.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Motion passes. And April's going to bring the conditions for you to sign, so.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 5.
So item 5, 6, and 7 are all related. It's Robert L. Guru Jr. and Cheryl L. Guru, 3303 Knob Hill Drive, Racine, Wisconsin, 53406. Owner, David Guru, 2821 248th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Agent, requested an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County, 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from farmland protection and secondary environmental corridor to farmland protection, secondary environmental corridor, and general agricultural and open land on tax parcel number 304-220-2520-300, located in the town of Brighton. And just to keep things straight, there is another item then for a rezoning and then for a certified survey map. So to make this so that we can understand it all, we're going to first take a look at the comprehensive plan map. So this shows the entire property outlined in purple, and then this other area in, to the north where the request is being asked to be amended for the comprehensive plan change, and then there's a related rezoning. And then with that, there is a certified survey map that has been submitted for approval that shows, and keep in mind, north is to the right on this diagram. Just shrink that up a little bit. And so on this, there is this lot that is being created that is the same shape of the rezone and the comprehensive plan change, not taking into account this lot one, is not being proposed, to my understanding, at this time. We have the petitioner here that can explain, and if you can just state your name and address, and then just kind of go through whatever I might have missed.
Absolutely. You guys hear me?
Yep.
Okay. My name is David, and the last name is Giroux, G-E-R-O-U. My address is 2821 240th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. What you guys are looking at is a request for a land division. So,
can you speak closer to the mic? I'm having a hard time.
Sure.
You can pull the mic to you. That's fine.
Okay.
Yep.
Better?
Thank you.
All right. So looking at this map, the total outline acreage is 84 acres owned by my uncle, Robert, over here. The proposal is to split off a 16 or so acre section here. For reasons I want to... starting at the top, you guys can see there's two pole buildings on the property. There's a grain set up. It's got 6 grain bins. I have a collection of tractors. I want to work on stuff there. It's got a nice shop. That's why I want to buy it. He does not want to sell a large chunk of land to me, so we have agreed on 15 acres. And then after working with the town of Brighton, and then as well as the planning and development office over here, with Ben Fiedelkorn and then Andy in the pre-meeting with the town, we've come up with this proposal. So starting at the top, so this includes, like I said, the two buildings and the grain cell. As you move further south, the property will jog over to the west. You see you have a straight boundary. A previous land division that happened quite a while ago leaves you with that kind of curved angle going to the road. Not ideal, I understand that. And then the one thing, too, that is a challenge with this property is there is a drainage ditch or creek running through it as well. So the proposal was to take the center line of this creek and stay to the east side of that and then go ahead and make a 16-acre parcel. Well, the reason we came up with the 16-acre parcel is so that south boundary line on the 16-acre parcel, if you extend that back to EW in the future, will create a 5-acre lot in that small piece right next to County Road EW. Okay, so this was something that the town and the planning and development group wanted to do. That way in the future, if another land division happens, you would just follow that southern boundary line, and then you would have a 5-acre lot and not anything less.
And I think that would show up here.
Correct.
This additional lot one in the future. But
correct.
Not,
so
not.
Right now, just to clarify, I'm just looking at lot two. Once again, we're going to Mount Lanier. Didn't want to part ways with that additional 5 acres. So I'm just looking at the 16 acres right now and lot two on the CSM.
Anything else?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions from the committee or comments?
And I'll just add, is that the difference in acreage based upon the CSM and the 16 acres and the 15 is due to the fact of including or excluding the right-of-way? It's all the same.
Any questions from anyone? Okay, seeing none, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against the petition? Seeing none, Andy from the town?
The town board met on this item on October 2nd. A motion was made to approve and passed.
Motion to approve the comprehensive land use plan as submitted.
I have a motion by Supervisor Zelitsky and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any other discussion or questions? This is a roll call vote?
Yes.
Is this a roll call vote? Yes, because it's
yes.
A comp plan. It is a roll call vote, so Supervisor Poole?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Supervisor Rodriguez?
Aye.
Supervisor Nordegan?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. Motion passes. So we will move on to agenda item number 6, which is attached or in accordance with number 5.
Number 6 is Robert L. Drew, Jr. and Cheryl L. Drew, 3303 Knob Hill Drive, Machine, Wisconsin, 53406. Owner, David Drew, 2821 240th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Agent, requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District, A2 General Agricultural District, and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District on tax parcel number 304-220-2520-300, located in the town of Brighton. And again, regarding this, in relationship to the previously approved comprehensive plan, this is the area that's being requested to be rezoned from A1 and A2, and then to rezone an area that is indicating on our maps as a wetland to recognize that as a C1 wetland. Do you have anything else that you want to add on that?
Okay, any questions from the committee or comments? Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Anyone to speak against the petition? Anyone against? Seeing none from the town, Andy?
The town board met on this item on October 2nd, 2019. A motion was made to approve and passed.
Motion to approve the rezoning is submitted.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Zelitsky and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any other questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number 7.
Robert L. Drew, Jr. and Cheryl L. Drew, 3303 Knob Hill Drive, Racine, Wisconsin, 53406. Owner, David Drew, 2821 240th Avenue, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Agent, requesting a certified survey map on tax parcel number 304-220-2520-300, located in the town of Brighton. This map, as shown as indicated, we would recommend that with the previously approved comp plan change and rezoning, that the certified survey map be approved subject to the conditions that we're showing on the screen.
Do you have anything to add?
No, I have no conditions. I'm a certified surveyor as well.
Okay, thank you very much for coming for that. Ready, do you have any questions?
Nope.
Seeing none, is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for
the petition? Seeing none, anyone here to speak against the petition?
Anyone against the petition? Seeing none,
anything
from the town?
The town of Brighton met on this item on October 2nd, 2019. A motion was made to approve and pass.
Motion to approve, certainly.
With the condition.
With the condition.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Zelinski and a second by Supervisor Dorgan. Any other questions or comments from the committee? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 8.
Number 8 is the review and possible approval of an ordinance moratorium on adult entertainment establishments, pending review.
That subject's a little wordy there. I'm just reading it because I didn't get a chance to yet. Right? No one else did?
What?
Get a chance to read this? And no one's waiting on us except us. Yes.
Is this just stopping these for 6 months? Am I getting the gist of this?
Correct.
Well, you want to explain, I guess you want to explain to Zach since he wasn't...
Sure, sure. I'll bring up a couple
let
points.
Let the record show I was not at a mandatory meeting.
So the current zoning ordinance, which has an adult entertainment establishment section, was adopted in 2004. And since then, there has been quite a few different case law changes, and that's how these areas of the codes are derived, through case law. Since then, there have been quite a few changes to that, and so with that being the case, the Kenosha County has decided that they wanted to take the time to be able to update this section of the ordinance, taking into account those case laws, and then being able to do that in a matter of what was similar to what took place in 2004, is to be able to put a moratorium on to allow the county for 6 months to be able to work with making the proper updates for this section of the ordinance.
So this is, essentially we wouldn't be accepting any applications for those for 6 months while we visit and make sure we're up to date.
That is correct.
So then, if we pass it here tonight, we'll go to the county board, if it passes there, then that stops it on that date that it's adopted.
Correct, for 6 months.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve.
I was hoping Andy would explain what some of these things
are. Yeah, actually, you know, there are a few, I don't even know what those are.
You can look them up.
No, I'm not doing that.
You don't have the Urban Dictionary on your phone?
That's why we have staff.
Sure, you can find it.
Adult mini motion picture theaters, adult motels.
We know what those are.
Yeah, so in regards
I don't know what an adult motion picture are.
A lot of terminology from 2004 has changed, and that's one of the areas that we felt we needed to be more detailed and explicit on how the language is used today.
So are these no current question. Terms, or are these terms that we currently use that may be outdated or have new definitions?
Correct, the second part.
Okay.
They're current right. terms now?
They're the current terms now.
That are in the ordinance, so they're 2004 terms.
Correct.
So that's why we don't know what they are.
All right, my motion's to approve it.
I'll second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordigan. Any questions or just comments from the committee? Supervisor Nordigan.
I do have a question. These are for businesses that want to start up. Businesses that are in business, does it affect them?
It would not.
Because they're already doing business. Now they may have to change
in other communities.
After we don't have any adult bookstores.
In other communities.
We don't have any here?
Not under our jurisdiction of the Kenosha County zoning ordinance.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's right. I think of the city of Kenosha. Okay. So, yes.
Sorry. Any other questions or comments from the committee?
Closed down.
Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for the petition? Anyone for the petition? Is there anyone here to speak against the petition? Anyone against? There's no town thing, right?
There's not. This is an ordinance.
Do you have any comments or anything you want to make before?
Nothing more to add.
This reservation and the rest.
Okay. Did I already get a motion in second?
Yeah.
Okay, we kind of did that backwards, which is what confused me. Do we want a roll call vote on this? No, just kidding. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number 9.
It is the resolution and request to approve the appointment of Martin D. LeCocq to serve on the Kenosha County Land Information Council.
Yes. Does he, what's his like role on this, like the mapping and things like that?
Marty is the chair of the
council.
Well,
I know what he is. Okay. Where does the IT background come in?
The land council is required by state statute for every county to have one, and it states the members that are to be on the committee.
So like IT directors in there?
I don't know if it specifically says the IT director, but there needs to be a representative.
I was just curious. He's got a motion. I'll make a second.
You made the motion?
Yep, Mark.
For number 9?
For number 9.
Wait, we got to let Zelitsky catch up. So I have a motion by Supervisor Nordegan and a second by Supervisor Rodriguez. Not, you did this backwards again. Now I have to ask if there's any. No, these are.
I don't think you
no,
have to. These are.
No, just you're right. Okay. Any other questions or discussion from the committee? No? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number 10.
Resolution request to approve the appointment of Andy M. Bueller to serve on the Kenosha County Land Information Council.
Do we have, like, can you pull up his application file? Can you open that for me? I don't have my iPad. I don't know a lot about this guy.
Anybody on this board aware of this particular individual? Can they vouch for this?
Has anybody met this guy?
He is 100% attendance record.
That is correct.
I like that. We get a lot of people who are, yeah, they missed two of their excuse. I don't see a lot of it. You know what? They obviously don't want us to know about this guy, but that's okay. I'll make a motion to approve him.
Second. The other ones are just kind of
stuck over there. I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Skolinski.
Any other discussion questions?
Seeing none, all questions about this. Sketch, watch
your
position. But I'll still vote yes.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number 11.
Number 11 is a resolution to request to approve the appointment of Andy M. Bueller to serve on the Southeast Wisconsin Fox River Commission.
Oh, this guy again.
What? He's trying to take over.
How many other, through the chair to whoever can answer this question, how many other commissions does this guy currently take part in?
Is that to me?
Well, to whoever can answer the question.
I believe it's these two are the only ones that I'm appointed to.
And do you feel you'd be overburdened by taking this on?
I do not.
Well, then I enthusiastically support. I'll make a motion to approve.
I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Lisky. Any further discussion questions?
Are we in the discussion period now?
Yes.
How many committees do you want to be? Is two the limit, or could we appoint you to a couple more?
I would say there is no particular limit on whatever ones I may be qualified and could help the county on.
Certainly, you're qualified for many. I'm saying which ones you want to go on.
I'm not aware of any others.
Any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Agenda item number 12, approval of minutes.
Move the minutes.
Second.
I have a motion by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Nordegan. Any questions or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion passes. Number 13, citizen comments. Seeing there's no citizen comments are closed. Number 14, any other business allowed by law? Yeah.
a couple things. This one is April did provide a calendar for next year's committee meetings.
Can you, April, or someone, can the department put a copy of this on everyone's desk in the county board chamber so that way they can't say, ooh, you didn't know you were have a meeting for budget time. Thank you.
Never.
Oh, yeah, that did happen.
But does it matter? 2 years ago, they scheduled another budget hearing on the same night as our meeting, remember?
And this year, I heard from another committee that we took their night.
Because ours hasn't been on the calendar for over a year. Thank you, April. Any other
things? The others, I didn't happen to look, but in regards to next month, okay, so we will have a meeting next month with at least one item.
Okay, thank you. Anything
motion
else?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Supervisor Rodriguez and a second by Supervisor Scalise. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion passes.
Good.
Did you know your Cardinals won?
I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
13-1.